A. Sivanandan, When Memory Dies. My memory begins, as always, with the rain, crouched as a small boy against the great wall of the old colonial building that once housed the post office. It frightened me, the great monsoon downpour, and saddened me too, threw me back on my little boy self and its loneliness, the growing things in myself I could not tell others about, the first feel of the sadness of a world that kept Sanji from school because he had no shoes. And I welcomed the lightning then, not frightened any more, for it would strike me dead, and Sanji would have my shoes, and I would be sad no more. Or I was sad for the trees and the birds, and the little kid goat battered and cowed by the rain. I was afraid for the plantain trees heavy with fruit, now swaying dangerously from their trunks. And I was sorry that the crows, proud kings of the dung heap, should make common cause with house sparrows under the eaves of roofs. But suddenly the rain would lift and the trees come erect again, putting forth to the sun which had as suddenly appeared, and the crows would caw once more, and a mist would rise from the hot roads like dawn. It was the season's return, in that moment that had gone and come again. It was awe and grief and wonderment crowding in on each other, a first involuntary affirmation of life that was somehow mixed up with Sanji's shoes. It was the first memory of my growing world. Other seasons I would come to know, spring and autumn and winter, and other countries where shoes abounded. But the things that crowded in on me that day in the rain, and in many rains after, and made me an exile for the better part of my life, were also the things that connected me to my country and made me want to tell its story. But there is no story to tell, not one story anyway, not since that day in 1505 when the Fidalgo, Don Lorenzo de Almeida, resplendent in gold braid and epaulettes and hat plumed with all the birds of paradise, landed on our shores and broke us from our history. No one story with a beginning and an end, no story that picks up from where the past left off, only bits and shards of stories, and those of the people I knew, and that only in passing, my own parents and son, or heard tell of, for there was no staying in a place or in a time to gather a story whole, only an imagined time and place. And no story of the country, or, if of the country, not our story, but theirs, the Parangis. Except that we all bore the imprint of that history, like a stigma, internalised it even, made it our own, against our will, calling to memory the while to lose it by losing memory itself.